Showing off military force near the border with Ukraine, these war games held by Russia and Belarus have not only spooked the West, but also many Belarusians. President Alexander Lukashenko's remarks when visiting one of the training grounds added to the concerns.
If necessary, if such stupid and mindless steps are taken by our rivals and opponents, we will not only deploy nuclear weapons, but super nuclear ones to protect our country. But if there are no threats, we don't need nuclear weapons for 100 years.
Belarus will hold a referendum next week to amend the country's constitution, not only letting Lukashenko stay in power, but also allowing nuclear weapons from Russia to be based in the country. Lukashenko has been isolated by the West after a violent crackdown on protesters in the past year and a half. He turned to Putin for help. In return, Russia is increasingly using Belarus on the border with NATO as a military training ground.
Troops have arrived here from as far as 10,000 kilometers away, the far east of Russia. While Russia has now announced that it's withdrawing its troops back to the south and the west of the country, away from Belarus, many are wondering what will happen to the other Russian forces here.
In Pinsk, just 30 kilometers from the border, Belarusians and Ukrainians have lived together for generations. They are worried about being dragged into a possible war.
I personally think it's a dangerous precedent. I don't like that so many Russians come to Belarus. The situation around Ukraine is very tense and we are all deeply worried. Ukrainian people are very close to us. Our towns have very good relations with Ukrainians. My heart aches for Ukraine. Also, we're afraid that the occupation has been happening silently and we don't like it because we fear that Russian troops may stay here.
And their presence is very much felt driving around the south of Belarus. Satellite images appear to show that instead of withdrawing, more troops are being sent to the region. The drills are scheduled to end on February 20. Only then it will become clear if soldiers will return to their bases, as Moscow has promised. Stepfasen, Al Jazeera, in Luninets, Belarus.